Welcome to KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Steven.
It is hot as hell outside.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. Well, there's got to be some kind of scientific explanation. We've got to get to the bottom of this.
If only some president, ex-president, had warned us about this.
If only we hadn't.
No, he wasn't the president.
If only we hadn't had so many scientists tell us this was going
to
happen.
Al Gore. Al Gore was who I was trying to reference. And is he a scientist?
I think he's just passionate.
He's just passionate?
I think he's just passionate.
That counts for
right? Which, like, it sounds like an understatement to, like, how we should feel about what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a scientist, you're just passionate. That's it.
The bad news is that there are a lot of adults who act like children who are like, I don't want to have to change the way I do stuff. I've always done this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, I think everybody else in the world watched The Inconvenient Truth and were like, we better change this.
We should do something.
So China's like cranking out a ton of solar, and the price solar is the cheapest it's ever been and continuing to get cheaper.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's
yeah.
Pretty cool.
The only problem is in America, we can't regulate the sun and the wind. So that's why we're not going to do it.
Yeah, that's why they can't make profit off the
sunshine.
We can't turn off the sun if we want to stop having it be so cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of.
But, the, you know, the upside is that the weather's fairly warm. If you like wearing shorts and a t-shirt, this is the time.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all, ever. Faith wears black and pants.
I'm not wearing black pants today, but that's only because I didn't feel like changing out of my house pants.
Cute house pants.
But yeah, it's weird because it's like, I was like waiting for summer to get here because I feel like it started so much earlier last year. Mm-hmm. And then it was like in this area, we just had like a few like rainy days. We had a few cloudy days. We've had like several like perfect, amazing days. And now that it's like those one or two days where it gets like over a certain amount, I'm just like, God, I hate summer. I hate it here. Like, this is the worst. and then it just like a week later, it's really only like a couple of months. And I remember in the 90s, we just had crazy weather here on the West Coast. Well, in Portland specifically. In the 90s, we had there was one summer we didn't have a summer.
Yeah, there was also horrible flooding in the winter of 1995 into 96.
Yeah.
Like really, really bad.
Yeah. And then I think that was followed by like a record snowstorm. So it was like
some really fun weather. Yeah, absolutely. Really,
but it was like, it was just like, it was cloudy for like for most of the summer. At one point, Alaska was warmer than we were. Like
yikes.
People, yeah, it was warmer in Alaska than it was. I remember that summer because it was the best one of ever. It was the best summer I ever had. I was like, hell yeah, we can go out and play outside. Actually, like, don't have to like sizzle ourselves on the asphalt. I definitely enjoy. I think I enjoy summer more now that I'm an adult than I did when I was a kid, which is usually the opposite, I think, for a lot of people.
I feel like I enjoy it, I enjoy it now as an adult for different reasons, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, now I enjoy it because, as an adult having to drive in the snow, not as fun as a kid playing in the snow.
Sure. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
way different. True. Way different.
That's true. And a kid, you get summer break, and as an adult, you're like, oh, I still have to go to work, and I'm sweaty. That's fun.
I don't miss taking the bus. When I was younger, because I was a public transit kid.
Ooh,
yeah. It was like
summer walk bus.
and it was also the early-ish 2000s, and so I was wearing flats with no socks because I'm a freaking moron. But we were all doing it at the time. Okay, I'm not gonna hear it from anyone. I was wearing flats, closed-toed vinyl flats, no shoes.
We all had them.
Get one piece of dust in there, and you're just like nasty feet for the rest of the day. It's it was disgusting. Now I'm just like, oh, I have a car with air conditioning and I have a house with air conditioning and I go to work in air conditioning and, you know, that's fine. And then I look at my window and I'm like, look at the beautiful sun. And that is as much as I interact with it at this point. I do like river days, but then I'm submerged in the water like the entire time.
Yeah.
So. Are you a swimmer?
I am.
Oh,
I am. I love swimming. I am like the kid that would like go and get in the water if it was like when my parents were like, no, it's too cold, you can't go get in the water. I'm like, no, I'm getting in the water. You put me close to water. I'm getting in. That's on you now. That's on you. So it was like, we'd go to like the beach on like rainy days and I'd just be like, I'm like, I just got to put my feet in at least a little bit. And then I'm like, whoop, up to my knees.
I think that if you are, you get in the ocean as a kid and that there's that pull and there's this whole sense of like, which is up and which is down. Mm-hmm. And you get acclimated to the water. I've heard of people who learn how to swim when they're much older and they actually really lose track of where they are. They lose their orientation. Mm-hmm. So like I had a chance to get in the ocean when I was a kid. I was never in rivers. It was always lakes or the ocean or pools. And I was a complete water baby. The same thing. Put me in in water and I'm there all day.
Yep. Yeah. If I show up at a river, I like set up my little station on the beach, but I don't touch it for most of the day. Do you guys do river time, river days?
I like to float. I've been doing that more, like in lakes and stuff. And my dog doesn't really like going in the water too much, but she loves sitting on my lap when we're like floating in the lake, and it's so cute. She like looks zen. She's just like, so we'll hang out there all day.
That's adorable.
Cute. Yep.
I know, Zane, you said you're not like a huge fan of swimming, but
fan of water.
Not at all.
Swimming.
Sand, beaches, anything like that?
Sand, beaches, rain. Yeah. No, I don't know. I feel like I just
you're like
had
a cat.
I had like a near drowning experience.
That'll do it.
And yeah, scared me, kind of shook me.
That will do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've been a little bit afraid, but I do know how to swim well enough that like I can I can do it.
Happened.
But I just think that it's survival for fun. You know, it's like this is the one game that you play, and if you stop playing
too suddenly,
you lose the game.
I thought that you might not like the water because you were afraid someone might bring a bagel.
To the water.
And it's like, it
would be the least dry bagel I've ever had.
Like a inner tube, and Zane's just like, get that away.
Too much like a bagel.
What is that,
get
a bagel
out of here.
No.
It's bagel shaped.
Okay, yeah, so we're in, you know, the summer, the heat and everything, but like, okay, if you had to say a favorite season, what is it?
Winter.
I would say fall.
Yeah, fall.
I like sweatshirt weather.
Yeah.
Sweatshirt weather's where I'm like, if it's too cold and I have to put on too many layers or like I have to decide, like I walk into like one place and I'm like, this is too much now.
Too much layers. Yeah.
I hate that. I love walking in and out of everywhere and a sweatshirt's enough.
I think it would have to be like Portland winter specifically. Like, I don't think I'm built for like a Midwest or an East Coast winter. Like I'm kind of a cream puff. But like I don't know what it is, but I've like acclimated to the point that like if you see me put on like a real coat, it's like, oh, it is cold. but for the most part, like I run around in a sweatshirt like a lot of the time, and it's fine. But yeah, I would say winter. I just like, I get warm way too easily.
Yeah, I run hot.
Yeah.
So. Ugh, I'm always sweaty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was just going to assume that you guys like when it's a little colder because it gives you more fashion choices.
That is me.
No.
Like, you're that like, oh, how am I going to wear this Christian Dior outfit I have?
You know us.
Yeah. Is that going to match with my Crocs?
Which,
my neon Crocs?
Which Birkenstocks should I wear with my Armani?
Steven, what's your favorite season?
I like late summer, early fall.
There
like,
you go.
It's just not...
Good in between. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not I can't commit to a whole...
That's
season.
Fair.
That's a wishy-washy answer. All right, we're going to be back to It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
I'm Zane.
And I am Steven.
We'll be back.
If you're looking for pizza in East Vancouver, consider visiting Giuliano's Pizzeria in the Cascade Park Fisher's Landing neighborhood. For 37 years, Giuliano's has been a choice for Clark County residents. Giuliano's has a casual classic rock atmosphere, open 7 days a week, and they provide table service allowing you to relax and enjoy your meal with family and friends. If you have a large crowd to feed, Giuliano's can deliver 6 or more extra large pizzas to your office or event. More information can be found at giulianospizza.com.
Welcome Welcome back to It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Steven.
And we have the funniest person in Vancouver in the studio with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Steven.
It's not
One second.
Steven.
We're bringing them in. We're bringing them in.
It is not. It is not Steven. I'm sorry.
Not even close.
It is our very own Zane.
Yep. I was there hosting. That's
congratulations
true.
On
Thank
that.
You.
Well deserved.
Thank you.
Very well deserved.
Yes.
It is the season for comedy competitions. Yep. Also, I think in general, Vancouver's Funniest is hosted by who? Rogue Apostles.
Yeah,
Rogue Apostles Productions with our friend James Tolson, and we are also in PFP, Portland's Funniest Person season, and that is I didn't do it this year. Because I don't have the mental health, and that tells you how I feel about how competition goes. It's very. What do you guys think? I couldn't do it this year, but I know so many comedians who were like, "Yeah, I wasn't gonna do it," and then I caved. You know,
yeah, I did that. I wasn't going to, and then caved. I was actually with Zane in Bend. And it was like the last day to sign up. And I was like, maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't. And then I still missed the deadline. And I was like, maybe I can still do it.
I know.
All right, fine.
I know. I still think about the fact that like Imani Dene joined my round last year at the last minute. And I'm like, well, maybe I can talk to Bosquez. Like, no, Faith, you don't want to do it.
Jordan was like, why did you do that? You said you weren't going to do competitions anymore. And I was like, I don't know.
I guess I don't. So the only time I've ever done well in a competition, I haven't cared. I'm going to do this competition, but I also somebody said it, I feel like really well, which they said, if in comedy competitions, if you don't do well, it doesn't matter. And if you do well, it kind of does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, I feel like that's true. You know, like if you don't do well, like, oh, well, like it's other people also didn't advance. Mm-hmm. But
And then the doing well thing is also so subjective too, because comedy is. And there's rounds that are stacked to where it's like, okay, there's 15 people in a round. 10 of these people should get through, but only three of them are going to.
Yeah.
The other five are like newer or I've never heard of them before. So I have no, opinion on them. But there's people are like, these are all crushers. 10 of them, only three. Get to go through. Well,
right.
That's not fair. Like,
yeah, I've seen some of these rounds and they've just been absolutely stacked.
Yeah.
Stacked with some Portland. It read like a showcase. It was just, it looked like a giant showcase.
Yeah,
and I was just like, this is incredible. Mm-hmm. How could you ever vote for only three of these people?
Yeah.
And then there were other lineups that I was just like, don't know any of you. Like, which is fine.
I've gone to open mics recently and I've just been like, wow, I haven't been out for a second because these are some faces that are new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool. Yeah. And I mean, that's the other thing about the contest is that it brings out like new people.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and it kind of, you can kind of see Juan Denmark, first time ever doing comedy was a PFP.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
PFP, first ever time.
Got
on stage.
Yeah.
Got about halfway through the set and was like, wow, this is really hard.
Yeah.
Obviously didn't get through, but that was like, came up with full confidence and then was immediately like, oh, whoops.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like,
well,
yeah.
That's cool that like he stuck with it.
Yeah.
Because like there's so many people who like only do the competition and then like are just gone
and
the
then,
rest
like,
of.
And then like, heck
off.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. People I only see during competition. Year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this is where you perform. I mean, it's a packed club. You get to bring your friends. That's cool. But
I mean, it's cool. It's a cool experience. But I mean, I think my problem is like, it's one of those things where it's like, I sign up and I'm like, whatever, big deal, you know, whatever. I'm not gonna, it's whatever, whatever. And then it's like the day of, it's always like the night before or the day of, I just completely crumble away. I'm just like
nothing I've ever written is funny.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm not funny. This doesn't, none of it. I'm like, why am I even doing this? But I really want to, I would really love to get through. It would be really cool to do this. And then it's like, oh, but if I don't get through. And I think what changed my mind about it this year is that Willamette Weekly's Funniest People in Portland list came out.
Mm-hmm. I did not vote for once. Nobody voted for me a single time.
What? I know I wasn't on that list.
Single time, no, not even
once.
Didn't
they like say how many people were nominated or something?
Okay, it doesn't matter. I guess. Yeah,
like, yeah. I have nowhere to go but up.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, they did like a different thing where they like post an article. Why are the people that got votes at all?
Yeah, they post. Which is like, they post basically like the, you know, the participation list where it's just like, if you got a single vote, you're on this list. And I'm just like, I'm looking through it and I'm like seeing names I've never seen. And it's just my name because I just searched it like three times. And I turned to Kyle and I said, am I not on this list? And he goes, I wasn't going to tell you. I was like, oh. And I was like, so.
Does that mean you didn't vote for me either?
Yeah, right. And he was like, I never got a ballot. And I was like, shut up. You're supposed to get one.
Oh my God. But that is like, so funny.
I was like, I don't think these contests mean anything.
No.
So it was just like one of those things where I was like, and I told like my friend, I told my friend who was like, oh, did you see I made the list? And I was like, yeah, congratulations. And then I just like went quiet and they were just like, and I was like, no, no. And they were like, what? Oh. And like, I'm not going to say that, like, I'm not going to come out and be like, oh, I should have placed or I should have gotten more than one vote. But I was like, not even one, like, not even one. But it was one of those moments where like, I have an idea of like how funny I am.
Yes.
And
yes.
Like, I'm
the funniest person in Vancouver. And I think that you're the second funniest person on the show. Yeah. So. There's two other people. I'm sorry. The sun was in my eyes.
Competitions are difficult because everyone's going to get their feelings hurt in some way.
I think the three of us are like hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, like we're known to be hilarious, you know? So it was just like
a radio show.
I don't know.
How many of those other people have a radio show?
How many?
Call me when you get on KXRW Vancouver.
That's right.
Willamette Week.
You know, I haven't had a chance to see you work out, Faith, and I've seen you work. And, you know, it's like you own the stage. You go out there and you do your thing.
But not everyone's cup of tea.
But
not
but the person who I just happened to have seen kind of, I've seen the work is Zane.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have worked and I've seen that the work isn't about the product. It's about the process and about feeling, you know, good about the process.
Oh yeah.
And that's why I feel great about, you know, recognition for Zane,
but absolutely,
you know, it's
I
like you guys all are really funny and really entertaining, and that's and the thing about, you know, best case scenario is you have a comedy competition. Well, really what it is a chance for to have community, and it's a chance to have a showcase, and that's it at its best, and the people who run it decide whether it's going to be cutthroat, nasty competition or not.
Yeah,
true. I wish what it was like I agree. The big part, like the big problem is that it becomes this competition. It becomes competitive, and then people get their feelings hurt. I think that's part of it. But I also wish that there was like I wish it was like us getting together and being like, how do I sharpen up my set? Hey, I'm going to help you sharpen up your set. Yeah. Or like, hey, it's really funny when you tell that joke. You should do that this year.
Mm,
like, I wish it was us like getting together and helping us, you know, like, so that way it's the best thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be great. You know what would be like really cool is to just like get together and like go over, like, if you have material posted somewhere, like, I know I have stuff on YouTube that's like a few different sets that I could like, like if we all got like a group of comics coming together and like we watch each other's material on YouTube and we go, I remember when you used to tell this joke, you should bring this back. This would be great in the competition, and we could all like accumulate our set lists together if it were a community building
community over competition
situation. I think it would be a lot more fun. I think that's something that maybe we should strive for next year. We should probably have like a little league. Yeah, this year nothing.
Cutthroat.
We all hate each other. All right, we'll all be right back to KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Mandolin Deal.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Steven.
We'll be back.
Discover our city's hidden gem, hiding right below the sidewalk. Underbar is a speakeasy-themed cocktail lounge located downtown Vancouver. As an LGBTQ-friendly and gay-owned space, it is a go-to destination for weekly events such as comedy, trivia, bingo, and open mic nights. Local artists are featured every first Friday of the month, and every fourth Sunday is Underbar's Underground Drag Brunch Show, 2 to 4 p.m. More information and location can be found at underbarvancouver.com. That's underbarvancouver.com.
Welcome to, wait, we're coming back. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Welcome back to It's Fine on KXRW and Men in Radio Vancouver. Thanks for throwing me off, Steven.
You're welcome.
I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Steven.
All right, sorry.
It's this fine.
I feel like we've... so.
I think we were talking about how we should have really cutthroat competitions where we cut each other down and just try and ruin people.
I think
people.
We should actually just have like a an actual standoff with guns at the end of this.
A roast off.
America, capitalism, give me some guns.
That's how we decide who the funniest person in Portland is.
Most unhinged. Yeah, that's the funniest
most
one.
Most unhinged person. Whoever's most likely to shoot me. You are so funny.
It's literally the last comic standing.
Yeah. That was kind of like, yeah, that was another thing. Last comic standing. I forgot about that show for like a split second. Mm-hmm. I think it would. I'd be more open to competitions if it was, community building.
I think in the past there has been some like that. I remember Zane and I had been in the competition previous years, and Zane and I would always kind of tell each other, like, have fun is, like, the main thing to remember with competitions. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're trying to impress people, you're going to be nervous, you're going to be anxious, people aren't going to kind of sense that. But if you just go up there having fun, don't care about the outcome, then, like, no matter what happens, you had a good time on stage.
Yeah.
So, I think the other thing that really has helped me, too, is that, like, I used to have this, like, idea that, like, I was going to, you know, I was like, what if I got famous? And, you know, I got to go to Hollywood and da-da-da.
Yeah.
And then we all found out that Hollywood sucks.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's like, so maybe it's not this big deal that I like need to keep building it up in my head. Like maybe best case scenario is I just chill and, you know, chill around here and hang out and have fun and have as many fun shows as I can with my friends.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wise words from Vancouver's funniest comedian.
That's true. That is true.
You can quote that.
Mm-hmm. So there's a show that I've seen on television. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called RuPaul's Drag Race.
No, never heard of it.
And everybody, they have these contestants, and the contestants are responsible for bringing everything, all their talent, whatever it's all them.
Yeah.
And at the end of the season, they'll bring everybody back, and they're in these really great outfits, and they have choreography and everything. And it's like, clearly, at that point, it's collaborative.
Yeah.
Mm. Up until that point, it's dog eat dog. But at the end, it's collaborative, and it's like...
When do they drive?
I don't know.
When do they race?
In heels?
For real. Sounds dangerous.
But, you know, imagine if you had a comedy club and you're like, you have someone come in and you say, okay, well, we're going to have you in the writer's room. Mm-hmm. We're going to write for everybody. And, we're, you know, like when we put people up on the stage, you know, it's like we're working together. We're going to try and make you look good. And open mics are maybe to, like, you know, a little bit of a test to see if you like have good material.
Right now should be the time where we have like panel mics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like we have like a, because Telltale does like a storytelling, like a panel storytelling thing.
Oh, cool.
And
yeah.
like I feel like it, like now is the time to have like panels and stuff like that. Because it's like otherwise, you know, being able to get some feedback. Because it's one thing to get feedback from your peers. It's another thing for your peers to just sit in the back and be like, that joke sucks. It's you could have told me that and I would have been better off.
Right. And it's so like, it feels so odd to like, I see it more often now, but people will ask each other, hey, I would like, you know, go outside, because we all hang out outside or wherever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey, my set's coming up. I would love it if you would watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's always nice people ask, hey, can you watch and give me some feedback? I'm trying a new joke or something.
And I've seen people say it to like you, people say it to Posse, people like come up, you know, and they're just like, did you want to come watch my set?
Yeah.
So that you can tell me. And I'm like, we should be doing that so much often, like more often than we do, I think right now.
Yeah.
Because like I was talking to Kyle the other day. And I was just like, I really need to start like getting myself together for open mics. Like, I really, because, like, it'll be like, hey, Faith, you're up next. And then I'll start looking through my phone for, like, I'm like, okay, well, what do I want to dig out of here? Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, and then I'm like, okay, but that's like cutting into like my practice. Like,
right.
Like, it's, I'm getting bad practice.
You're spending part of your time, yeah, like picking out your set when you could, right, be like, have practiced
when
it,
I could,
or
like,
memorizing,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, basically. And I'm just like, I think it's like, we've been so chill about our open mics, and we should, to be fair, we should be chill about it, because the number one rule is to like have fun, because it's comedy.
Yeah.
But it's like I think we should. The number two rule is
obsessively plan everything. Yeah.
Make sure that it's all perfect. But it's, yeah, I mean, like, panel mics, I think, are such a good idea. Such a good idea. I like my favorite part of roast battles is the judges panel.
Mm.
Yeah, personally, like, I personally love judging, but like, I love like feedback from judges,
yeah,
like, so much when I'm doing roasts. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's really helped me like become a better joke writer.
Yeah,
because it was when I first started writing roast jokes, I was like kind of struggling with like the format of it, and I can't remember who it was, but they were just like, no, you gotta, like, just do some research, try to find the pattern. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, there's a pattern to be found. I will find it. I will find the pattern.
You know, I don't want to get too much blowback from Amanda on this, but I feel like if you have a collaborative environment for art and comedy, mm-hmm, then in a way that is automatically attacking patriarchal systems of dominance.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's like, it's freedom, yeah, for everybody by realizing that it helps men and women, or however you identify, but it helps everybody regardless of how they identify. And also,
man's thing. Also, men are the competitive, yeah, ones.
But also, the output is better for the recipients, people like me, yeah, who can't be funny, you know, and it's like, and I have to just watch it happen.
You're very funny, Stephen.
Looking.
You're very funny. Don't worry about it.
No, it's true. Community is a good way to kind of fight, like, you know, fascism and mm-hmm, the patriarchy and, you know, competition in general, capitalism. Like, people working together is the antidote for that in general.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know if you thought I was going to throw a punch at Steven, but I agreed with you.
I was like,
he's just scared of me. I don't know if Amanda's going to fight me later, but.
I know. I was like, why would she give you blowback on that?
Just came in here swinging.
He's like, I don't know if Amanda's going to hit me in the face, but. And then proceeds to say something everyone agrees with. Yeah.
But I'm the bad guy.
I just lost my train of thought. Cool.
Well, no, I also agree that I think like community is one of the ways that we can fight back. And mm-hmm, I think that it's, I think that the more we can communicate the things that we figure out through comedy,
mm-hmm,
you know, like kind of like crack the code of like, yeah, of like figuring out like, oh, society does this and it's BS. Like we have to call,
right,
that and like figure out how to decode it and like pass it on to the next group of people and be like, we got it. You know what I mean? Like the best things that I stopped following were like usually jokes first, you know, like, yeah, I stopped being like, you know, I stopped being homophobic once somebody made a joke about how dumb being homophobic was.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like it's such a good teaching tool that like, you know, as we figure stuff out, we just have to like pass on whoever's next.
Yeah. That is
less
very
gatekeeping,
true. Yeah.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. Community is the way forward, the way upward. And I hope that you guys take that with you and, you know, come out to our various competitions because we need the validation. All right. thank you for listening to It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Steven.
Bye.
That was great.
Bye.
Bye.